mounts the bench in an ecstasy of mischief.
The millennium will be inaugurated by the unselfishness of Undershaft and Bodger. Oh, be joyful!
Cousins takes the drumsticks from his pockets and flourishes them. Mrs. Baines takes the check.
The longer I live, the more proof I see that there is an infinite goodness that turns everything to the work of salvation sooner or later. Who would have thought that any good could have come out of war and drink? And yet their prophets are brought today to the feet of salvation to do its blessed work.
Mrs. Baines is affected to tears. Jenny runs to Mrs. Baines and throws her arms around her.
Oh dear, how blessed, how glorious it all is.
Let us seize this unspeakable moment. Let us march to the great meeting at once. Excuse me just an instant.
Cousins rushes into the shelter. Jenny takes her tambourine from the drumhead.
Mr. Undershaft, have you ever seen 1,000 people fall on their knees with one impulse and pray? Come with us to the meeting. Barbara shall tell them that the army is saved, and saved through you.
Cousins returns impetuously from the shelter with a flag and a trombone and comes between Mrs. Baines and Undershaft.
You shall carry the flag down the first street, Mrs. Baines.
Cousins gives Mrs. Baines the flag.
Mr. Undershaft is a gifted trombonist. He shall intone an Olympian diapason to the West Ham Salvation March.
Cousins forces the trombone on Undershaft.
Blow, Machiavelli, blow.
The trumpet in Zion.
Undershaft takes the trombone. Cousins rushes to the drum, which he takes up and puts on.
I will do my best. I could vamp a bass if I knew the tune.
It is a wedding chorus from one of Donizetti's operas, but we have converted it. We convert everything to good here, including Bodger. You remember the chorus, "For thee immense rejoicing, immenso jubilo, immenso jubilo, rum tum tida tum tida tum tum."
Tommy, you are breaking my heart.
What is a broken heart more or less here? Dionysus Undershaft has descended. I am possessed.
Come, Barbara. I must have my dear Major to carry the flag with me.
Yes, yes, Major darling.
Cousin snatches the tambourine out of Jenny's hand and mutely offers it to Barbara, who comes forward a little as she puts the offer behind her with a shudder, whilst Cousins recklessly tosses the tambourine back to Jenny and goes to the gate.
I can't come.
Not come?
Barbara, do you think I'm wrong to take the money?
Mrs. Baines has tears in her eyes. Barbara impulsively goes to her and kisses her.
No, no, God help you, dear, you must. You are saving the army. Go, and may you have a great meeting.
But aren't you coming?
No.
Barbara begins taking off the silver brooch from her collar.
Barbara, what are you doing?
Why are you taking your badge off? You can't be going to leave us, Major.
Father, come here.
My dear.
Seeing that Barbara is going to pin the badge on his collar, Undershaft retreats under the slanted roof in some alarm. Barbara follows him.
Don't be frightened.
She pins the badge on and steps back towards the table, showing him to the others.
There. It's not much for 5,000 pounds, is it?
Barbara, if you won't come and pray with us, promise me you will pray for us.
I can't pray now. Perhaps I shall never pray again.
Barbara!
Major!
I can't bear any more. Quick, march!
Off we go.
Cousins calls to the procession in the street outside.
Play up there! Immenso jubilo!
Cousins gives the time with his drum, and the band strikes up the march, which rapidly becomes more distant as the procession moves briskly away.
I must go, dear. You're overworked. You'll be all right tomorrow. We'll never lose you. Now, Jenny, step out with the old flag. Blood and fire!
Mrs. Baines marches out through the gate with her flag.
Glory, hallelujah!
Jenny flourishes her tambourine and marches. Undershaft addresses Cousins as he marches out past him, easing the slide of his trombone.
My ducats and my daughter.
Money and gunpowder.
Cousins follows Undershaft out.
Drunkenness and murder. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
She sinks on the bench with her face buried in her hands. The march passes away into silence. Bill Walker steals across to Barbara.
What price salvation now?
Don't you hit her when she's down.
She hit me when I was down. Why won't I get a bit of me own back?
I didn't take your money, Bill.
Barbara crosses the yard to the gate and turns her back on the two men to hide her face from them.
Nah, it weren't enough for you.
Turning to the drum, Bill misses the money.
Hello. If you ain't took it, someone else has. Where's it going? Blame me if Jenny Hill didn't take it after all.
Rummy screams at him from the loft.
You lie, you dirty blackguard! Snobby Price pinched it off the drum when he took his uppers cap. I was up here all the time and I'll see him do it.
What? Stole my money? Why didn't you call thief on him, you silly old mucker, you?
To serve you out for hitting me across the face. It's cost you bound. Has. I done you. I'm even with you. I've had it out of you.
Bill snatches up Shirley's mug and hurls it at Rummy. Rummy slams the loft door and vanishes. The mug smashes against the door and falls in fragments.
Tell us, old man, what o'clock this morning was it when him that they call Snobby Price was served?
About 12:30, Bill. And he pinched your pound at 1:45. I know. Well, you can't afford to lose it. I'll send it to you.
Not if I was starved for it. I ain't to be bought.
Ain't you? You'll sell yourself to the devil for a pint of beer. Only there ain't no devil to make the offer.
So I would, mate. An orphan half, cheerful. But she can't buy me. You wanted my soul, did you? Well, you ain't got it.
I nearly got it, Bill. But we've sold it back to you for £10,000.
And dear at the money.
No, Peter. It was worth more than money.
It's no good. Can't get around me now. I don't believe in it. And I've seen it today that I was right.
Bill is salvation proof.
So long, old soup kitchener. Ta-ta, Major Earl's granddaughter.
Bill turns at the gate.
What price salvation now? Snobby Price. Ha, ha, ha.
Goodbye, Bill.
Barbara offers her hand. Bill, taken aback, half plucks his cap off, then shoves it on again defiantly.
Yow!
Barbara drops her hand, discouraged. He has a twinge of remorse.
But that's all right, you know. Nothing personal. Now, malice. So long. So long, Judy.
No malice. So long, Bill.
Bill goes.
You make too much of a mess in your innocence.
Peter, I'm like you now. Cleaned out and lost my job.
You've used the nope. That's too better than me. There's hope for you.
I'll get you a job, Peter. The youth will have to be enough for me.
She counts her money.
I have just enough left for 2 teas at Lockhart's, a route and doss for you, and my tram and bus home.
Shirley frowns and rises with offended pride. She takes his arm.
Don't be proud, Peter. It's sharing between friends. And promise me you'll talk to me and not let me cry.
She draws him towards the gate.
Well, I'm not accustomed to talk to the likes of you.
Yes, yes, you must talk to me. Tell me about Tom Paine's books and Bradlaugh's lectures. Come along.
If you would only read Tom Paine in the proper spirit, miss.
They go out through the gate together.